Our scripture lesson today is from John 1:1-14. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, upon the meditations of my mouth and of our hearts. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Have you ever wanted Christmas to continue? I know that I'm usually ready for Christmas to be over because of how hard it is this time of year. I know I love the meaning and the birth of Christ, but I get weary from the shopping and spending and eating and gatherings and sometimes without the ones you miss the most. But this year I was thinking I would want Christmas to continue if we mean thinking about Jesus' birth, resting in his presence, sharing his love. That I could keep doing. So what if Christmas was continued? Well, actually it is. Christmas lasts 12 days, ending with Epiphany on January 6th, when we remember the arrival of the three wise men who followed the star. Christmas is a 12-day event in the Christian year, and Advent and Christmas are the beginning of our church year, not the end of it like our calendars. Everything begins with the birth of Jesus. So what if Christmas was continued in your heart and home? What would that mean for you? How could we continue the life-giving spirit of Christmas without all the stress of what Christmas has become in our culture? I think that John 1 holds a key for us. John's gospel reminds us of creation and how Jesus is God, has always been God, and came into our world as God. John calls Jesus Logos in Greek, which means word. Why? Well, remember how God created the world? By speaking it into existence. And what was at the beginning of creation? Darkness and light. John tells us that Jesus is the light of all people, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Christmas is about God coming to us in Jesus, and Jesus coming as the light. It's no accident that we celebrate this season with lights, in our decorations, and more importantly, in our worship. It's why we light an Advent wreath. It's why we have candlelight communion. John talks about Jesus as the light and life often in his gospels. In his gospel, some have even called this gospel the gospel of light because it illuminates our understanding of his identity. It's more than just a history book. It's a theological book about who Jesus is and why he came. In John, we really see that God took on skin. The Word became flesh and lived among us. This is known as the Incarnation, or God in the flesh. In the Gospel of John, we learn that the Incarnation of Jesus is the only way we can truly see and understand God, which is amazing when you think about it. God didn't come as a tourist. God did not come as an angel just to check things out for a bit. God did not come as a celestial ruler or king to take over the world. God came in this tiny baby in humble circumstances. That's how we see God, through Jesus. All throughout the Bible, people want to see God, but even Moses is kept from seeing God's face. Elijah hears a small whisper. Other prophets only hear God's voice. God is so awesome and holy, we cannot see God face to face except in the incarnation, when Jesus becomes human. In the play Green Pastures, which ran for many years on Broadway, playwright Mark Connelly has a moving and memorable scene. The Lord is anxiously looking out from heaven, trying to decide what to do with the sinful situation on earth, and the angel Gabriel enters with his horn tucked under his arm. Sensing the Lord's dilemma, he brushes his lips across the trumpet to keep the feel of it and asks, "Lord, has the time come for me to blow the trumpet?" "No, no," says the Lord, "don't touch the trumpet, not yet." God continues to worry with the problem, and Gabriel asks the Lord again what he plans to do. Will he send someone to tend to the situation? Who will it be? Gabriel makes suggestions. "Oh, how about another David or Moses? You could send one of the prophets, Isaiah or Jeremiah. There are lots of great prophets up here. What do you think, Lord?" Without looking back at Gabriel, God said, "I'm not going to send anyone. This time, I am going myself." At Christmas, God came in the person of Jesus, the incarnation. The Word became flesh and blood and lived among us. Just the fact that God came to us in Jesus is amazing. Our God is not a distant old man in the sky. This is the reason for our celebration and hope as Christians. It means we are not alone. We are never alone. God came into this world to be with us, to live and teach and heal and preach, to die on a cross to save us from sin, to be raised from death that we might have eternal life. In the Message Bible, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." That's what Jesus did. He moved into our neighborhood. The word dwelt among us. The Greek word for dwelt means tabernacled. Do you know what a tabernacle is? In the Old Testament, it was the tent where people would worship God. The tabernacle was built to house the presence of God. It was a sign that God was always with them before they had the temple. Our sign that God is always with us is Jesus, the one who didn't just come and visit earth, the one who came to live and die and save us from our sin and brokenness and give us new and everlasting life. Jesus was called by the prophets Emmanuel, which means God with us. So even in our darkest hour, our most challenging situations, our most harrowing temptations, God is with us in Jesus. If there's something we might want to continue from Christmas, this could be it. This promise of God with us. So if you could have Christmas continue, what would that mean to you? There's a beautiful poem by Howard Thurman called "The Work of Christmas." He says, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart." What if we continued Christmas that way? How could we do that? Each Sunday we have the opportunity to make music in our hearts. Are we taking advantage of that opportunity each week in worship? And what about finding the lost? Who are the lost that you might encounter in your life? How can you reach out to people who might feel lost? And what about the broken people around you? Who might be weighing heavy on your heart? How could you reach out to them now with God's hope? When will you call or write or visit? What about the hungry? We all know about feeding people, which we do physically, but there are other types of hunger too. How are we feeding those hungry in soul and spirit? What about releasing prisoners? We may not have the ability to release people from physical prison, but what about visiting them? And what about those who are imprisoned with depression or loneliness or addiction? How can we share the grace and love of Jesus with them? When I hear of rebuilding nations, I think of our friends around the globe. How can we grow in that type of outreach? My favorite line in the poem is to bring peace among the people, which might be one of the most powerful acts in our culture right now, to bring peace. It might just be the most influential thing we can do in our world today, to bring the peace of Christ. We can speak it, we can live it. Ours is a world of such harsh divisions, hatred, and prejudice have become norms for our discourse and actions. So imagine a world where we bring peace. We each have a sphere of influence. What if we were to speak and live Christ's peace? How can we do that? These are just some of the ways to continue the spirit of Christmas. The trees and lights may come down, but our hope continues. Because the Word become flesh is still at work in our world. The Word lives on through us. We shine the light of Christ. Reverend Barbara Brown Taylor asks, "What is your Word? The Word of God that you bring to life." Well, think about the words that describe Jesus. Which one can you bring? Will you bring grace, patience, peace, generosity? What word can you bring to life this year? And what words do we want to bring to life at FPC Mattawan this year? If this is how we continue Christmas, I'm up for it. How about you? Friends, hear the good news of the gospel. Christmas is continued through us when we share the life and light of Jesus Christ. And for that, all God's people can say together, Amen.